Morgan, your research book will guide you, but in your darkest hour, only the ancient story can save us, Jack and Annie said together. And remember this, said Morgan, it must be your darkest hour, when there is no hope left. If you ask for help too soon, it will not come.
And we have to find the story first, said Annie.
That is true, said Morgan. Do you have your secret library cards? Jack and Annie nodded. Show them to the wisest person you meet, said Morgan.
Don't worry, said Annie. I think we're ready now.
Annie pointed at the cover of the Ireland book.
I wish we could go there, she said.
She gave Morgan a little wave.
See you soon.
Good luck, said Morgan. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 2, The Steep Climb. Jack opened his eyes. The light was still gray, but the air was even damper and colder than in Frog Creek.
Wow, I'm in a long dress, said Annie. It's scratchy. Hey, I've got a little purse on my belt. It has my library card in it.
Jack looked down at his own clothes. He was wearing a shirt and trousers made of heavy wool. He also wore leather slippers, and in place of his backpack was a leather bag.
Wow, said Annie,
looking out the window.
This really looks like the Dark Ages.
Jack looked out, too. He couldn't see anything through the mist.
It's just because the sun's not up yet, he said. I'd better check the book.
Annie handed the Ireland book to Jack. He opened it and read aloud.
The early Middle Ages were once known as the Dark Ages because learning and culture nearly vanished throughout Europe. Scholars today praise the brave Irish monks who helped keep Western civilization alive.
What do civilization and monks mean? Asked Annie.
I think civilization is when people have books and art and good manners, said Jack. Monks are religious people who spend their time praying and reading and helping people.
Well, I don't see any civilization or monks out there, said Annie, pointing at the mist.
Jack pulled out his notebook. He wrote, Brave Monks in Ireland. Then he looked at Annie.
If we find civilization, I think we'll find the lost story, he said.
Let's go, said Annie.
She lifted her skirt and climbed out the window. Jack read more in the Ireland book.
The monks copied the ancient writings of the Western world. Before printing was invented, all books had to be written and copied by hand.
Hey, we're on a cliff, Annie called from outside. Above the ocean.
Be careful, said Jack.
He stuffed the Ireland book and his notebook into his leather bag. Then he climbed out the window. Annie was peering over the edge. Jack looked too. There was a rocky shore 20 feet below. Waves slapped against